This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The news. Let's talk about the news. April 6th is upon us, Thursday. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that you probably didn't hear in the top of the hour newscast on your station. A hero skier, Jay, saved the life of a snowboarder. This snowboarder was completely buried head first in a massive snowdrift. Francis Zuber was maneuvering around the tops of trees in deep powder on Mount Baker, which is the northwestern part of Washington State. Didn't have any indication that he might end up in the right place at the right time. A one-in-a-million chance, Carter, listen to the authorities describe this, that Mr. Zuber would spot this guy. He had fallen off his own skis in a what they call a tree well, a few feet away from a trapped snowboarder.
Yeah, the snowboarder fell just far enough off the path that most people were passing by without even noticing. But because the skier fell in the same, almost the same spot, happened to see a snowboard, and then the snowboard moved and realized, oh my goodness, that's attached to somebody.
Yep, right. So he pulled him out. Imagine. And Mr. Zuber said when the snowboarder thanked him, no problem.
Happy to do it.
Catch your breath in that one, yeah.
Oh,
so there's something good. All right, here's something I will discuss, I'm sure, with Nick Miles, our auto expert, when he's here on Fridays with me. There's a lot of big controversy brewing. The feds say they're going to regulate car manufacturers to keep them from dropping or dumping, I guess, I don't know whether... I guess, dumping AM radio. So, Ford Motor Company came out this week, said that it plans to include AM radios in its commercial vehicles.
Good.
Excuse me, what does that mean? What would you describe as a commercial? I was trying to figure that out. Commercial vehicles, trucks, will have AM radio in them. What about people who have cars?
Yeah.
You're buying a Ford Explorer and you don't get an AM radio on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So anyway.
Unless they can charge extra for it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they will figure it out, you would think. Around the country, five people have been killed in Missouri. Vicious tornado there yesterday. And the rescue efforts are still underway. Five people in Bollinger County. Sheriff Graham there says, quote, is with great regret I can confirm five fatalities, names being withheld, of course, because they haven't gotten to all the family members yet. But 120 miles south of St. Louis was the site of the destruction. This furious, huge, black tornado. Wow. Debris everywhere. Homes gutted. Trees uprooted. The police chief said, we appreciate the work of the first responders and the neighbors who reached out to help other neighbors. Imagine going into this, the most peaceful or most enjoyable time of the year for many people celebrating Easter, and you've got this to deal with. So the National Weather Service says the storms have been particularly dangerous this year, especially when they occur in the middle of the night, because, you know, you're asleep, you don't get the warnings, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock well,
in the morning.
It's so dark out, you can't see. You can't see it anyway. You can't see how close it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, parts of Illinois today, Kentucky, Michigan, Tennessee, according to the National Weather Service, are under active tornado watch. And it's like, how do you spend your... You don't know what to do or where to go because you don't know when they will come, nor where they will come.
Mm-hmm. They can change directions very quickly. They can basically jump over things. Like they touch the ground, and then they can go back up and then touch the ground a mile down the road and then stay stay touched down for hundreds of miles even. Yeah. What was the longest one? It was a few years ago that went from, it started a little bit west of Nashville, went right past Nashville, went to the eastern part of Tennessee, stayed on the ground that whole time. It was astounding.
Usually when they hit a mountain range, they dissipate.
Yeah,
That slows them down or stops them. Same thing with hurricane. A lot of weather just stops at the mountains. And so at any rate, these people have had tough time. I find it interesting, you know, looking at the maps yesterday, looking at the national weather, the tornado swath went all the way up into suburban Chicago, which is pretty unusual. Get to a big city, you don't usually see tornadoes. They like flat, open land.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like a place with lots of buildings. And as usual, they're attracted to metal because of the lightning and thunderstorms going on in the tornado. And that's why they hit so many of these of the trailer parks. So anyway, dozens of people have died so far this year with twisters all over the place. Mississippi and Alabama have been especially hard hit. I guess I'm glad I'm not there. Frankly, it's nice to travel through some of these areas, but tough stuff. Speaking of things that are tough, okay, the latest poll on Donald Trump. Aren't you excited? Do you want to hear this? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Drum roll, please.
Yes. Donald Trump leads DeSantis.
Shocker. Didn't see that one coming at all.
No. Trump surges to largest ever lead. What does that mean, largest ever? The two guys have been in it for, what, 2 months? That's nonsensical. What a stupid headline that is. I'm looking at it so. Anyway, there are one of the polls that's out today asking Americans, do they think Trump should be allowed to serve as president if he's convicted? And like 99% of everybody, even Republicans, say no. So I've said this many, many times. I can't imagine a world where Donald Trump is president again of the United States, because he's going to get, whether you think it's fair or not, that's not the issue. It's whether it's the way, it's just the way it is. You know, there are this guy has created an aura around him, and apparently he's been like this most of his life. And where we found him amusing on The Apprentice, a lot of people don't find him amusing right now. Anyway, the poll that was conducted in the last couple of days, Trump has 47% support among Republicans likely to vote. DeSantis has 39%. But again, it's nonsense. People say, well, if it's nonsense, why do you talk about it? I don't know. I just find it kind of interesting. Anyway, there are some. There's another poll that shows him 26 points ahead of DeSantis. Of course, because he's been all over the news. People, you know, DeSantis has been struggling to try to get attention with some of the goofy stuff that he's pulling off in Florida. But because of what Disney did to DeSantis, I told you that story. Was it yesterday or the day before? Do you think everybody heard that? How DeSantis got socked. You told me what the name of the group was. I couldn't remember.
James was able to pull
James,
it. Do you remember what it was?
James, what was the name of that group Disney created, they bought up all this land and they created their own government.
Oh, I had it the other day. Hold on.
It's all right. It's not important to the story. It's just interesting. So DeSantis thought he was so clever, he found a way, he thought, to take Disney out of control of this whole area of Florida, so they'd have to pay more in taxes and they'd be more under control, and you know, they had more say, the state had more say in employment and stuff. And then the Disney people, their lawyers, found something that was passed like in 1884 or something, which completely negated everything that DeSantis had destroyed this board that was in charge from the late 60s when they bought the land and controlled this, like, big super county.
The Reedy Creek District.
Reedy Creek, that's it, right, yep. Thank you. Yeah, Reedy Creek. So, anyway, if the guys working for Disney found this law and they basically pulled the teeth and everything else out of what DeSantis had tried to do, he appointed some crazy whack jobs to a governing board to replace those who'd been the Reedy Treers, and now the Reedy Treers are back again. So in Florida, people think that, I know, I'll ask John Harper, who's going to be with us on the countdown tomorrow, because Jennifer won't be here. I'll ask him for his view on this, but most people think much less of DeSantis after having basically been embarrassed by Disney. How do you take on, how do you think you're smarter than a multi-billion-dollar corporation that's controlled by all of these people from the entertainment industry, these guys that get paid hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Are you smarter than they are?
There are people who, their sole job is to find loopholes.
Yeah, exactly. They're like accountants do that. If the laws are changed for tax purposes, change them and we'll find a way around them. The Department of Justice has reached a $144 million settlement with Sutherland Springs. Remember the shootings there, the victims? This was back in 2017 in a small town in Texas. That church that was attacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Justice Department has settled. This has been going on for 5-6 years, the battle with these people there, attorneys for the victims. 26 people were killed, 22 injured in the massacre in this First Baptist Church there. The families have gone through such pain and loss in the most horrific way, said the attorney for these families. Despite that, these families fought for justice, endured, and won. Not one, but two trials against the federal government. So they're going to still have to work out some details. Merrick Garland says this needs to be done to bring a close to the uncomfortable process. Of course it's uncomfortable. The U.S. Air Force was 60% responsible for the shooting because it failed to alert authorities that the shooter, Devin Kelly, was previously investigated and court-martialed for assaulting his wife and her stepson on an Air Force base. And that was sealed, and that's why they were deemed responsible. So there you go. Something to think about for sure. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo order.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Old Rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi there, ladies and gentlemen. I have a bulletin here. It's the 23 after the hour, social media time. I just found something that's all over social media, Jay.
Yes.
There's an inside comment that has become public regarding Brooke Shields and John F. Kennedy Jr. We're going to get to that. I'm sure that we'll hold people spellbound. Spellbound. What does Brooke Shields have to do and say about John F. Kennedy Jr.? That's coming up right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
So, Jay, I just put into the space bar, toolbar, whatever you call it. I've just put Twitter in there, and I see what comes up. So the first thing that came up is the story of a Florida woman who has a video of an alligator body slamming and then eating a python.
Okay.
That's the first thing that comes up. Second thing that comes up is a statement from Brooke Shields. Why she's talking about this now, I guess she was interviewed by Howard Stern the other day, and she was talking, he knew about her short-lived romance with John F. Kennedy Jr., so in typical Howard Stern style, he says, did you sleep with him? And she said, her response was, quote, he was less than chivalrous after she rejected his sexual advances on their first date.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even look at me. He didn't talk to me. He just said, I want to basically try to get her into bed.
And when she turned him down, he apparently was not chivalrous. But she did say that he was the best kiss she ever had.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, she's never kissed me.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was kind of compelling. Here's the story of Kenny G, who's not having such a good time with his ex-wife. Got to pay her $300,000 in attorney's fees and court costs. They have been in court for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and this is one of those things. Well, he had to pay, originally at the time of their separation back in 2012, he would have to pay her $30,000 a month until July 1st, 2015 for child support. Then once the child support ended, he would have to go, it would go up, and he'd pay Belinda, his ex-wife, $40,000 a month until either Kenny or Belinda died or Belinda remarried, which she never did. And he went back last fall.
Why would you get remarried if you got a $40,000?
I know, you're getting $40,000, exactly. So he went back last fall to ask a judge to lower the spousal support, saying he does not make as much money as he used to. He's not touring anymore.
Apparently, he used to earn $600,000 a month.
Well, and he still has that, I guess, from real estate stuff. Yeah.
Right.
So the judge not only turned him down, but also was like, you have to pay her the $300,000 for her attorney fees as well. So trying to pay less, he ends up paying more.
How sweet is that, huh? How sweet it is to be loved by you, lady. What was their name? His real name is Gorelick. Kenny Gorelick and his wife Belinda. So she came out on the winning end of all that huzzarai, right? 28 past the hour. Happy Passover there, Kenny.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Farm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Yesterday's meeting between lawmakers and Taiwan President Tsai was the most senior U.S. figure to meet a Taiwanese leader on U.S. soil in decades, and stressed the need to accelerate arms deliveries to Taiwan in the face of rising threats from China. A China foreign minister spokesperson quickly denounced the meeting, accusing the United States of colluding with separatists seeking Taiwan independence. The speaker at yesterday's meeting.
But the one thing I would say to China, too, at no time, I am the Speaker of the House. There's no place that China is going to tell me where I can go or who I can speak to, whether you be foe or whether you be friend.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer threw some shade DeSantis' way yesterday. Quote, to all the women and girls and allies in states who don't value you or your rights, maybe you should come to Michigan, end quote. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking in central Michigan today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
After the hour, the ever lively and bright, if I do say so myself, Good Day program with the brighter than bright Jay Kirshner. I'm moderately a bright light from time to time myself.
Super bright.
Yeah, let's hear it for the bright people. Here's a question. I have a couple of questions, actually, as I'm told by some of my friendly advisors. Always start a segment with a question. Okay, here's the question. First question, how can you cool your house without using an air conditioning unit? Good question, right?
Blow really hard.
Yeah. Make sure you got ice someplace around to blow into. Okay. Well, scientists have now, Jay, discovered that one way is to turn the roof and walls into a beetle shell. And not, she loves you, yeah, kind of a beetle. But a beetle spelled with two E's instead of one. There are tiny nanostructures. This is something I've got to bring to Tom Kreitler, right? Check his overview on this. The structure of the beetle exoskeleton. Am I too deep in the weeds already?
No, I'm fascinated by this. What's going on?
So the beetle has the exoskeleton, that is what is around his Do they have his and hers? Do they know the him, her, it stuff? Have they gone woke yet, the Beatles? Do they know the difference between a male and a female beetle? I don't, frankly. Can you tell by looking at a beetle?
I'm not sure. I'm sure those scientists can, and if we ask the Googlebot, they can. But how can a beetle help us keep our house cool?
Okay. The cellulose that is part of their exoskeleton, the outside of their body, apparently captures light and sends it bouncing around and different wavelengths. And they appear to shimmer when you look at a beetle, right? Looks like kind of a shiny surface. More importantly, when the same nanostructure is pasted to the outside of a house, and who has figured this out? Who has gone around and collected a bunch of beetles and stuck them on the outside of a house? Anyway, if you do that, you can keep your house 7 degrees cooler during the day and 20 degrees cooler during the night. Okay.
Isn't there a paint that can do something like this, I feel
like? Yeah, there is. Well, all these characters in California are trying to figure out, you know, during the hottest time of the year, when the most nonsensical, moronic stuff gets done by the government in California. You'd think with all the money out there, they'd be able to find somebody good to run for governor and come up with ways of fixing problems instead of creating them. Like saying to people, my son said to me the other day, hey, Dad, we're coming to Massachusetts this summer because we probably, when it gets hot in August and September in California, those are the hottest months, there'll be power failures. They'll just shut the power down for, you know, part of the day, the hottest part of the day, because it'll be too much of a pull on the grid. So they just shut it off. There you go. Isn't that, that's genius leadership on their part.
Right?
Yeah. Fabulous.
I'm sorry, I know you pay for the service and everything, but we're going to go ahead and just cool it for a little bit.
Right, yep. So anyway, that's where the idea, somebody's looking around, okay, how can we cool houses where it's really hot? And somebody came up with this beetle thing to be used in place of air conditioning. So anyway, apparently, the paint, the white paint you're talking about, that can be, there's a certain thing, and I guess they're using some of the materials that come from beetles in the paint. And that's how they keep homes. This has been done in the Middle East, I think, as well, where it's so hot all the time. The color absorbs the heat. White does. So if you have a black car, do you ever notice when you get into a car that has black seats, how they seem to be warmer than if you get into a car with lighter colored seats?
Well, and even when you're just wearing certain colors of clothes during whatever time of year it is, they always say lighter and lighter colored as well in the summertime. I'm somebody who, like, my closet is always filled with black.
Yeah,
and I get pretty hot in the summertime. That's also why I like winter so much.
It's summertime, summertime, summertime. Okay. Another item of interest. I was talking in the last half hour about what Jay points me in the direction of some things that are on social media, and then I nose around myself to see what's trending. One of the things that's trending is a Twitter declaration that National Public Radio is a state-affiliated media. Doesn't get a blue check. You were educated me as to what the blue check was yesterday when we were talking about this.
Process.
I don't even know what the heck that was, right? So anyway, Twitter has labeled NPR as state-affiliated media. They've put it in the same category as Russia's RT network, China's Xinhua news agency, and a couple of other less-than-desirable content providers. And I find that very interesting. NPR is something that is popular in America, for sure. The counter, many people think, to what is called right-wing talk radio. Their bias is as obvious as the right-wingers, frankly. And I find that I have listened off and on, because there are some good shows on NPR, no question about it. I used to love, as I knew the guys that were click and clack, the Tappet brothers, a couple of guys that ran a garage in Cambridge, Mass., and they were paid $1 million a year by NPR each to do that 1 hour on Saturday, because the show was the most popular on NPR. It brought in millions and millions and millions of dollars of pledges to NPR. So anyway, but they all used to laugh at the situation, the reality of NPR, when they have their begathons, they raise tons of dough. And here we are, citizens and taxpayers in the United States, putting 40 or 50 million bucks a year into NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, when they are loaded with dough. And you never look at the books. Nobody ever sees the books. But it's corruption. Some of it's good radio and good television. I watch the NPR stuff all the time. Love some of the old music shows and that sort of thing. But still, they're corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are taking it in the neck. But it is amusing that NPR, according to Twitter anyway, is the same.
They still have their gold verification badge, but they have that additional label, that label kind of says it's going to limit some functionality because Twitter is not going to amplify accounts with these labels.
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk is not exactly the most liberal guy in captivity, so I'm sure he's looking at some of this silly at this stuff, and it becomes predictable and kind of silly, but fun to talk about as much as anything else. Kind of wacky jack stuff. At any rate, the other thing that I found in the trending department, because tax time, the 15th is, 9 days away. Got to have your money in. Don't have to have the tax return filed, but you got to have the money in. Otherwise, penalties and interest will apply if all the money you have isn't in the coffers by the 15th of April. So a lot of people are trying to figure out. I was with my accountant last night talking about tax deductible stuff, and I learned some things from her. Her name is Josefina Casucci. Lovely, fabulous, very smart, and a great accountant. So she says, one of the things the IRS has told us this year we have to be careful about, so I say this because I think everybody listening needs to learn or know about this, especially, as you know, many, many, many of the people who support this program, listen to it, are small business folks like I am. So those of you who would deduct business-related entertainment, apparently this year, you know, the IRS says, well, we know that you take clients out to win the business, but you're probably having some fun as well. So the IRS allows you to deduct now only 50% of the cost of entertaining customers and clients. All right? So you've got a 50%. You would say you spent $100 on meals and entertainment for clients, you get to deduct $50. All right? Same is true for business travel. Deductions associated with business travel. The IRS now is distinguishing between business and pleasure. So if you take your family on a trip and you're going to meet a client there for dinner one night, you're probably not going to... I said this to Josephine last night. This is nickel and dime stuff, right? This is petty, silly, foolish stuff. It is the world in which we live. But it just gives me, as I look at these four or five different things, charities that don't qualify, and you can't write off commuting costs anymore, and you only write off so much. You know, everybody's got a home office now, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
After the pandemic, and they're scrutinizing that for whatever the reason. But it's all nickel and dime stuff, $100 here, $100 there. It's not the real stuff that, you know, if you listen to Joe Biden, everybody who makes over $400,000 is a crook, and we got to get their money. Get them! It's like, you know, going after a dog or something. At any rate, let's see, there's one other. Oh, political contributions. That was it. You think that would be a great thing if your favorite candidate wins the election. The donations are not tax deductible. Some people think they are. You give money to a specific candidate or a group working on a candidate's behalf, you may not take that money off your taxes. I don't remember whether you used to be able to or not. Whatever it is. Volunteer time. Some people try to deduct the time, the value of the time they spend.
I thought because that's still considered a donation of time rather than money and finances. I thought you were able to deduct that. Yeah, you can't. Wow.
see you later to that deduction. Okay, well, let's see. It wouldn't be an appropriate half hour if we didn't have something about Donald Trump, right? So here's one of our callers, a brief and to the point on Donald Trump.
What about the IRS and Stormy Daniels? Screw Trump. Let's go after Stormy Daniels and the IRS. Thank you. Bye.
I think that's what Stormy Daniels said to Donald Trump the night she...
Let's go after the IRS. I'm with this guy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Taking my money. You didn't do my work.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's nothing else about Trump that is on our caller line that I care to share. That was kind of, I got a kick out of that. 855-999-DOUG is the number, by the way. You want to share something, your thoughts on this or that or the other thing. We were talking earlier about the fellow who saved a skier who had gone into some, he went nosediving into some soft powder or something, and he was stuck.
Yeah, and he fell and went, deep head first into a big drift. And then the skier happened to fall in kind of the same location just as the snowboarder was running out of air.
All right, so here's another like story. This is an ice climber in Utah. There's so much. Jack Stockwell, who lives in Salt Lake City, has his practice there. He's one of the mainstays of Good Day Health on this program. He says there is... 70 inches of powder or something. The mountains have so much snow, and as it gets warmer, it was going up into the 60s or 70s this week in Utah, the snow starts to melt, going to fill up the Great Salt Lake, but it's also going to be a difficult problem for people who, there's no vegetation on the side of these mountains. It's all mud coming down into the city. Anyway, a couple of women attempting to climb a frozen waterfall known as Raven Falls, fell down. One of them died as they tried to do that. So I guess there's a warning, right? Word to the wise, that sort of thing. 48 after on Good Day.
Protect your engine better with new Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find your balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
says here, Captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. I should have got some for my co-pilot. Just kidding, Brad.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, 80-count Lysol wipes are just $1.99. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/8. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chucker has some interesting facts about Star Trek. So that's how we get started here. 53 after the hour. Good day time. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Movie moments on Good Day. All right, Chucker, lay it on us.
Full disclosure, Doug, I didn't have a lot to talk about. So I just realized
of course
that this day in movie history, April 6, 2009, J.J. Yes. Abrams' Star Trek reboot premiered in theaters. What they did get right 100%, which is not easy to do, the casting. Chris Pine. And Zachary Quinto was Kirk and Spock. I thought was spot on. So was all the other characters. They did a great
job. Who was the one that was in that movie that was one of the stars that got run over by his Jeep in his driveway? Do you remember?
Anton Yelchin. Yeah, it's a horrible story. He's really good. He played Chekhov.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a horrible story. He also did a movie, the remake of Fright Night. I thought he was good in that film. It's just...
Leave it to you to like those movies. Okay.
Of course. Hey, yeah. I just want to point out, okay, that was this day in movie history. Three birthdays I want to get to. I want your opinion. Billy D. Williams turns 86 years old today.
Your opinion as to whether it's their birthday or not? Or your opinion is
my opinion? No, what do you think?
Opinion.
I mean, you like Billy D. Williams?
Yeah.
Lando Calrissian, and he played Harvey Dent in Tim Burton's Batman.
He's a solid actor that has been at it for 60-some-odd years. I'd say he deserves a tip of the hat. Yes.
Okay, very good. Barry Levinson turns 81, director. Rain
great
Man.
Director.
Good Morning, Vietnam. Good director, right?
Yep. Very. But he picked and chose very interesting things, not just run-of-the-mill stories. All of his stories are very well told and very unusual.
He had one massive misfire, which I sort of like as a guilty pleasure. And that was Toys with Robin Williams. I mean, the movie's ridiculous and a waste of money. But I don't know if I find it just Robin Williams is so strange in it.
Didn't he direct The Wire? Wasn't that one of his things? Why do I think that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
Yeah, it is.
One last birthday. Mary Lou Henner, Taxi.
Ah.
71 years old.
Fabulous.
What is she known for? A great memory,
having the best memory. I was on a panel with her once at a talk convention. I sat next to her, and I must admit to finding her attractive. But the thing that I found most attractive was how easy it was. I saw her 10 years later, and she remembered me, who I was. That's
really
how her memory was. Yep.
That is a good memory. If she remembers you, that is a good memory.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
I got a question for you.
Yes, okay.
How's the show going so far? Pretty good?
You're fabulous.
Entertainment value?
Yeah, you probably come back tomorrow and do the same.
Oh,
hopefully.
Thank you.
Well,
what do you got, Doug?
Things. I have Dwayne The Rock announcing a new live-action remake of Moana. The Disney folks having their shareholder meeting, and apparently the star of the shareholder meeting was The Rock. He says, we're going to bring Moana's beautiful story to the live-action big screen. He says Moai changed his life. Is that how you pronounce it?
Maui.
How do you pronounce it?
Maui. The island.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought this was the name of his grandfather or something. Okay.
I gotta tell you, it's good that he's in a good mood, because I think after Black Adam at DC Warner Brothers, I think they gave him a one-way ticket over to Disney.
Well, you know, he's had a fabulous. But why would they do that?
Well, he tried to take
fabulous.
What he did is he tried to hide. The truth of the matter is, he definitely tried to hijack control over the superhero DC universe at Warner Brothers, and they wanted no part of that, and he's not going to be part of playing Black Adam anymore. I mean, the film did okay, but not what they wanted, but his creative control aspects were a little bit too much for the people running the studio at Warner Brothers, so it wasn't a good fit.
Well, the circumstances as they are, with him, he is guaranteed $20 million for every picture he makes. He gets a lot of back end stuff. Is he as popular or well known or as successful as, let's say, Tom Cruise?
No.
Tom Hanks?
He's had a good career, though. He's done very well. And
yeah,
like
so far. Yeah. I mean, he's what, Tom Cruise is what, 56, 57? I think The Rock is in his mid
40s. He's 60 years old.
60?
Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well,
looks 45, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he takes very good care of himself.
As long as he doesn't show his birth certificate, he's in good shape.
Does The Rock do all of his own stunts, do you know?
Probably does most of them.
Yeah, I would thought so. I mean, he looks like he ought to be able to handle it. All right, so, Chucker, for somebody who didn't have much to talk about, look at this. We've spent the last 6 minutes of your life and my life talking about very interesting things, don't you think?
I could keep going.
No, you can't, because the time's up.
Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirschner, 59 passed on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.